A new racing season is underway, and with no fans to walk up to the betting window at Saratoga Racecourse this year, NYRA is partnering with Stewart Shops to popularize its mobile betting platform. Once, where you could pick up your Saratoga Racecourse season pass and racing form to go with your deli dog, Stewart's is now partnering with the New York Racing Association to sell gift cards for its online betting platform, NYRA Bets. Gary Dake is president of Stewart Shops.
It's very easy technology, and I'm just thrilled to be able to partner with that. We're very proud to be the exclusive partner with NYRA on this gift card, and we're excited to have it in 150 shops throughout the capital region.
The $50 NYRA Bets gift cards will be sold at Stewart Shops locations in the greater capital region and can be used to add funds automatically into a new or existing NYRA Bets account, which is accessible via a mobile app. NYRA Bets president, Tony Alivato.
More money from every bet goes into horse racing when you're betting with NYRA Bets than when you're betting with other ADW companies that are out there. So it's really critical time for horse racing. And for us, it's important to make it as easy and convenient for fans to bet on horse racing as possible.
Like the Saratoga meet, the recently concluded meet at Belmont was also run without fans in the stands. Though the Belmont meet was shortened to only 25 days during the pandemic, NYRA said wagering was up. The daily all sources handle was up 42% on average over the 2019 season. Alivato said NYRA Bets has seen an explosion in new users as sports fans are without many options this year.
For a while there, horse racing was the only game in town, and from a sports betting standpoint, there wasn't a lot for people to bet on. So as far as numbers, we've seen triple-digit percentage increases in account signups and wagering through NYRA Bets.
In addition to the 40-day meet at the Spa, NYRA Bets can be used on races throughout the country, including on the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes, rescheduled for September and October. I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.